Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Hey, Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
Welcome, fellow foodies, to another exciting hour on radio. In fact, it's the most delicious hour on radio. Thank you for tuning in like you do every Saturday at 4 o'clock right here on AM 790 KNST. Now, whether you're listening to us live on the radio right now, perhaps you're streaming on our website as you do every Saturday at 4, www.onthemenulive.com. Maybe you're one of the millions that streams worldwide on the iHeartRadio network. No matter where you are listening to my voice, I am so glad you're here. Now, listen up. Today is International Women's Day, and what better place to broadcast from than our celebratory occasion today, the Body and Soul Women's Expo. In fact, it's the second annual Body and Soul Women's Expo here at the Tucson Convention Center. And fellow foodies, what an amazing day this has been. This is the first of a two-day extravaganza from 10 o'clock in the morning today all the way up until 5 o'clock. There are exhibitors that represent virtually every corner of the fashion and beauty and health and wellness and nutrition, spirituality, arts and culture, fitness, business and investments. There's some great shopping to do here. World-class speakers, award-winning artists, some great shopping, as I said, soulful entertainment, and of course, yes, this is a food show, and there is some food that I promise you, the likes of which you have not seen anywhere before, all under one roof. So you got to come over here. We got about another hour left today in the broadcast and in the event today, but the whole thing is going to return again tomorrow, starting at 10 a.m., going all the way to 5 p.m. There's a kitchen stage with some exciting and delicious things happening. In fact, let me give you a little tease on exactly who's going to be on our show and who is just finishing up a very busy day here at the TCC. We've got Barbara Peters and Holly Baker, the co-founders of the Body and Soul Women's Expo. They're going to be joining us here in just a couple of minutes to talk about this energy and this vibe that has been surrounding the entire TCC all day. We've got Arlene Siegel herself from Ars Raw Kitchen. Now, folks, she's going to help us understand exactly what this whole raw foods idea is all about. And I think some of the things that she shares with us are going to be surprising to our foodies. So you want to stick around for that. We're going to be talking to our good friend Sharon Cooksey from Govinda's Natural Foods Buffet. We're going to be talking about gourmet vegetarian cuisine. Now, some people think, okay, vegetarian, we've got fruits and produce and nuts and fruits and produce and nuts, and where do we go from there? Well, Sharon Cooksey is going to demystify kind of dispel some myths about great gourmet vegetarian cuisine, and that's going to be live right here as well. We're also going to be talking to our friends Susan Fulton and Mary Steiger from the Gourmet Girls Gluten-Free Bakery and Bistro. You might remember they were on our show about a year or so ago, right when they came out of the shoot with this great place called Gourmet Girls, and we're going to be talking about the wonderful world of gluten-free cuisine right here in Southern Arizona. And again, I think some of the things that they share with you are going to be of surprise. And in fact, fellow foodies, the entire restaurant of Gourmet Girls is all gluten-free. It's not a separate gluten-free oven, not a separate gluten-free paddle, not a separate gluten-free menu. The entire restaurant is gluten-free. So you'll want to stick around for that. And we're going to be giving away an exciting gift certificate. We're going to be giving away a special bonus gift basket prepared by the loving hands of Arlene Siegel herself with Ars Raw Kitchen. We have just got a lot of stuff here planned for you. So before we put Barbara Peters on the show with us, who was just finishing up, as I said, a very busy day on day one of the Body and Soul Women's Expo, I want to remind all of our fellow foodies that if you are getting our weekly newsletter, you in fact would know exactly where we are broadcasting live from several days before each broadcast. So every Wednesday we send out a newsletter to our large and growing list of folks, and we want to make sure that you know where we're broadcasting from, what kind of restaurants are throwing what kind of great specials, what chefs are waking people up here in the community, and we always have free stuff to give away. If you are not on our email list, then get on right away. You go to onthemenulive.com and sign up, and I assure you, fellow foodies, we do not rent the list. We do not sell the list. There's only one person that even touches that list, and it's yours truly. So trust us, we communicate with you and you alone. Now that all the energy is completely sucked out of the room, here to bring some back is co-founder of the Body and Soul Women's Expo, Barbara Peters. How you doing, Barbara?
Hi, Matt. It's so nice to be here with you. Oh, my God, what a trip.
I got to tell you, you look remarkably well. I mean, you would think about the energy and the vibe and for the levels of excitement that are off the charts here at this expo. You know, day one, give us some highlights.
Okay, highlights. Just fantastic. Great performers. Right now, on stage, Linda Chorney, Grammy nominee, Gabriel Ayala played before. We have these exhibitors who are so excited to be here. They think this is the most fantastic event for downtown Tucson and for small businesses to showcase their wares.
That's exactly right. And I heard that Mayor Rothschild himself said, I haven't seen anything quite like this before.
He is. He was here last night for the VIP event, and he was fantastic. He read a proclamation proclaiming 2014 as the year of the Southern Arizona Spirited Woman.
Way to go. Are there any spirited women in the house today?
No, not even.
One of the things that struck me, Barbara, when I walked in today is the sheer size of this event. And you think about all of the exhibitors and the sponsors and the purveyors and the service providers all under one roof, and they all have this sort of common theme. It's about service.
It's about
you know, equipping people to make the right decisions, again, about business, about health, about wellness, about nutrition. I love the vibe down here.
It's fantastic, honestly. And it's everything about health and wellness and fashion and beauty and music and art. And we've had some incredible vodka tastings.
You did the vodka tasting before I arrived.
I know.
Note to producers, rearrange the scheduling of the vodka tasting for next year.
Gluten.
No disrespect to this lovely lemonade I'm drinking.
No. So the vodka is gluten-free and sugar-free. We were like, what is that? That's amazing. And the taste was fantastic.
You know, I was telling our listeners before you walked in, we're going to be talking with Arlene Siegel, my good friend from Ars Raw Kitchen. And some of the things that she's going to talk about raw foods really going to dispel some myths, I think. And when you come into the expo, there's a lot of surprise. There's a lot of things that you just didn't know about, of people that you didn't know existed that are actually right here in our own community. I just love that.
Right around the corner. And just to get back to Arlene for a second, I think I've told you about 1,000 times before that her macaroons and her fudge just kill me. And when you combine that with some natural red wine, it's like putting me over the top.
You know,
it's fantastic.
This could be a major milestone in Matt Russell's culinary pursuits.
Yes.
You know, I think Arlene is going to throw down a challenge, you know, because it's not all about pork belly, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Arlene is going to sort of reel things in and talk about the health benefits of raw foods. And this is very exciting. And you can have a cocktail or a glass of wine and not feel like you're doing your body a disservice.
I eat like that all the time.
So let's give our sponsors some love here.
This
event is simply not possible, and we mean that literally, without people like, Perfection Plastic Surgery and Skin Care. Royal Automotive Group.
Yes.
Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamic.
I know.
One of our
everywhere.
Sponsors.
They're like two stores in town now. They're growing beyond belief.
I love
belief.
Them.
It's
I love
so
Tom
fantastic.
And Nancy, our heroes. Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine.
Genesis Natural Medicine Center.
Genesis Natural
Huge,
Medicine.
Wonderful place.
Arizona Bilingual Green Living. I mean, the list goes on and on. And I think that's a testament to the potential of this event in its second year now, having this range of sponsors that have said yes to body and soul. How exciting is that?
Yes. Because we're all about beginning with yes. And that was the speaker that we had, Paul Boynton. He wrote a book about this. He's actually here tomorrow as well. And very inspiring, very positive thoughts. And it's about yes. And the art, we have amazing art. Cindy Guare is an incredible artist. And we are calling this actually the Cindy Guare Show.
Nice.
Her art permeates the entire space. So
fantastic.
Everything.
Well, we have about another hour left in the expo today. I want to remind all of our listeners that the entire experience is going to be unveiled again for you tomorrow.
Yes.
10 o'clock in the morning on Sunday.
Yes, but we have a special deal for you. With your audience, with your members, if they use the word Natural Tucson, they will get in for $5.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Less than half the price.
Yes,
all right.
60% off.
Okay, you heard it here from Barbara Peters herself. Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're talking raw foods with Arlene Siegel. You don't want to miss this. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Body and Soul Women's Expo at the TCC.
Yeah.
Stick around. We'll be right back.
Baby.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And Welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the second annual Body and Soul Women's Expo in the heart of the Tucson Convention Center downtown, having a great time. Folks, we've got all kinds of great fashion and beauty and health and wellness, nutrition, spirituality, fitness, business and investments, a full spectrum of service for you to experience at this Women's Expo. We are rounding out the day here. Things close out at about 5 o'clock, but let me assure you the entire day is going to be on parade again tomorrow, 10 o'clock in the morning. It starts on Sunday right here at the TCC, and someone here who has been so much a part of the success of this event, who is going to be here on stage for you to get to know, get to fall in love with her food, fall in love with her brand, Arlene Siegel from Ozrock Kitchen. How are you, Arlene?
I'm fantastic.
Fantastic is a big word. Wow, after a full day of huffing and puffing, you're doing great.
I am.
Ours Raw Kitchen. Where do we begin? So we hear this term raw foods, you know, and some people might even call it a movement, almost a crusade, to really talk about the health benefits of raw foods. Before we dive into raw foods, let's make sure we have a common understanding or definition. What do we mean when we say raw foods?
So that's a great question, and let's make it three parts, because it's not just raw. It's raw, living, vegan.
Oh,
okay?
Great.
And we're going to start with the last word first, vegan, because that's become so common. People know more about veganism, and that means no animal products.
Period.
Yes.
No matter.
End of story.
End of story.
If you're a purist, you would not even eat honey. Okay?
Because of the bees. Right.
Yes.
Now, are you a purist, Arlene?
No, I'm not.
Okay, right. Well, thank you for your honesty.
Because
I love honey. But anyway, raw living vegan.
Right. Okay. So the raw part means fresh, pretty simple.
Right.
We could say whole of the whole ingredient. The living part is what's needs some clarification.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. So technically speaking, from a scientific point of view, we now know that we kill enzymes at 118 degrees and higher.
Mm.
And so if we prepare food 118 below 118, then the enzymes are still alive in our food.
Mm.
And why is that important? Because our body needs live enzymes to digest the food. If the food has the live enzymes in it without just eating it straight,
right,
then cool. So we know, you know, you eat an apple, it has the enzymes in it to digest the apple. If we cook it, if we make a baked apple dish, now we don't have the enzymes. So where do we get them? The body has to make them.
Interesting.
And so the body is going on enzyme activity for everything, every function in our body. So when we need digestive enzymes that we could just as easily get in live food, then it's the body's having to make them.
So would you suggest then that by killing these enzymes, we are actually compromising what a food actually was intended to be in someone's life?
Exactly.
Wow.
You got it.
Now, do I have to set a gauge on my oven? Like if I'm 117 and a half, I'm good?
No, because you're not going to use an oven.
Okay.
We don't use ovens. We can't use an oven. They don't go regulate them. I use a dehydrator.
Okay, great.
And it has a thermostat.
Okay, great.
And so I do 115. Just to be on the safe side.
Very smart.
Yeah.
Okay, 115. So Ours Raw Kitchen, then, mm-hmm. is a manifestation of this idea, of this commitment, of this pledge to do something for your body and to adopt this as you say, raw, living, vegan lifestyle. Talk about Ours Raw Kitchen.
Love to. One of my favorite subjects. So I started out by teaching because I love to help people to learn how to do things for themselves. And so I teach, I have a beginning series that I do on a monthly basis, 4 classes, every Saturday afternoon. I'm at the Loft Cinema Farmers Market.
Excellent.
So that's where I sell. So I was given good advice by one of my sons, and he said, well, Mom, nobody wants to learn how to fish. Some people just want the fish.
Indeed.
Right. So I sell my products made at the market, and then in the afternoon, I teach people who want to learn how to make it.
Excellent. I want you to teach me about raw foods by introducing me to something that you brought for me to taste. I'm doing raw food for the first time on live radio.
I love it. So we're going to have a little mini meal here, and I'm going to give you a piece of onion bread. It's called bread, but it really is like a cracker consistency.
Mm.
Has 5 ingredients.
Only 5.
Only 5 ingredients.
When was the last time we put anything in our mouths that had 5 or fewer ingredients, really?
Sunflower seeds, flax seeds, onions, lots of onions.
Real onion.
Olive oil, and gluten-free tamari.
Okay. Full flavor.
You like that?
I mean, there again, there you go. It's a surprise.
Yeah.
Full flavor, onion, fresh. Texture is gorgeous. Well, I could eat a whole bag of that.
This is, I'm now spreading a pate, eggless egg salad.
Eggless egg salad. Mm-hmm. How in the world do you get away with that, Arlene?
All right. So.
Beautiful nose coming off. Okay, so what's the protein in the egg?
So there is no
there is no protein.
No egg.
Trick question.
No egg. But what gives it that color and taste? Can you tell?
Mm. Not saffron.
Turmeric.
Turmeric. Again, health herb, which the Indian culture has embraced. All this is so wonderful. Right. So delicious.
So I'll say to people, what's the base? Mm. And they'll say turmeric. Well, no, there's only a teaspoon and a half of turmeric, so that's not the base. And then people start to guess soy or beans. Cashews.
Beautiful. I love the cashew nut.
Yeah.
Beautifully manifest here. Okay, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. Make sure people know exactly where to find you online, because fellow foodies, you need to dive into raw foods. I could possibly be a convert if this is the real stuff we're talking about. How can people find you, Arlene?
Rawkitchen.co.
Rawkitchen.co, C-O.
Exactly.
Rawkitchen.co. Arlene Siegel with Ars Raw Kitchen. So great to see you. Congratulations
too.
For your success, and I feel better already.
Cool.
Thanks so much. We're going to take quick commercial break and thank another sponsor. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about gourmet vegetarian cuisine with Sharon Cooksey from Govinda's Natural Foods Buffet. You're listening to On the Menu live on AM 790 KNSD. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio, and it's only here on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live, fellow foodies. We are having such a great time at the second annual Body and Soul Women's Expo here at the TCC. The event ends up for today at 5 o'clock, but the entire show is going to be redone again tomorrow, Sunday, starting at 10 in the morning, with all kinds of great activities going all the way up to 5 o'clock. And we're talking about great food and great health and wellness exhibits, fashion, beauty. It's a full spectrum of goodness that you're going to find here at the expo. And we've got a spectrum of goodness right here with Arlene Siegel from Ars Raw Kitchen, having a great time learning about raw foods.
I'm so happy.
I absolutely love this. So during the commercial break, you snuck a couple of things across my palate,
yes.
Which is fairly easy to do. We had kale chips with a red pepper pate, a gorgeous food, as I said, and again, full flavor. Kale is really coming back onto local menus, isn't it?
Very nutritious green, yeah.
And does kale also have those enzymes that we're talking about where you don't want to boil it and you don't want to, broil it in the oven? I mean, we're really talking about preserving the natural goodness of the kale.
Every food has these enzymes.
Mm, oh, interesting.
Yeah, every food has the enzymes that's necessary for that particular food to be digested. Yeah.
So by heating it too much,
yeah.
By screwing around with it, if you will, mm-hmm. we are compromising its health benefits.
That's the philosophy. There'll be of some people who would argue that for certain nutrients are better cooked, but everybody has to figure this out for themselves.
It's raw, living, vegan at our kitchen. So remind our listeners exactly where they can see you live and in person at farmers markets.
At the Loft Cinema on every Saturday morning from 8 to 12. I'm there with a table, and I educate and teach people about raw food, have samples. People can sign up for my classes, which happen every Saturday afternoon.
And then can they go on your website and sign up that way, or do they sign up through seeing you at the
They can do it either way.
Okay.
Either way, yeah.
And again, your website address, if we lost people over the commercial break?
Rawkitchen.co.
Rawkitchen.co. Again,
yeah.
rawkitchen.co.
Right.
No M. You put the M there, and it's going to take you to where you might not want to go.
Another person.
Okay.
In another state.
and you need to meet this person, right? I'm sure they know about you. Where's Arlene? Anyway, thank you so much for sharing your goods with us.
Yeah.
We want to encourage all of our fellow foodies to introduce yourself. Give raw foods a chance. Give raw foods a try. Don't be scared. Don't be afraid. I was a skeptic, Arlene Siegel, and now I am a convert. This is delicious. We're going to be doing at the end of the show this great macaroon tasting. We've got chocolate macaroons, vanilla macaroons, and a marble with a lemon essential oil in a macaroon.
Yes.
And it's raw.
Yes.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're going to invite Sharon Cooksey to the table right now from Govinda's Superfood Buffet. Why don't you come on here and grab a headset and put it on? You know, this is one of the busiest ladies in town, frankly. I mean, if you've ever been to Govinda's, I think you understand what it is that we're talking about, because if there's someone in this community that is a manifestation of gourmet vegetarian, it's Sharon Cooksey, and we are so delighted to welcome to, just put it the other way, just if you turn it around, that's good. This is fantastic. And there she is for her On the Menu live debut. Sharon Cooksey, how are you?
Good. Thank you. Thank you for having me. And you're in a perfect position. I just have to tell you, this is meant for you, a radio announcer.
Thanks. Well, you know what's perfect for me is I'm getting in touch with my – I'm sort of trying to align my mind and my body and my spirit and my palate. Let's not forget about the palate. And coming into an event like this actually inspires me to slow things down a little bit. Okay, that's enough.
I hate to see it fast.
Let's talk about vegetarian, gourmet vegetarian cuisine. Again, as we talked about a little bit early on, vegetarian, there might be a misnomer. There might be a misunderstanding about what we really mean by vegetarian. And how can you transform a vegetarian experience into something that you can actually legitimately call gourmet? Talk about that.
Well, gone are the days when vegetarian meant just sprouts or, you know, some carrots or something like that.
Right.
With the unlimited family, actually, of nuts, of legumes, of, you know, so many things now, different types of vegetables. There's so many unlimited things you could do, actually. And it doesn't have to be plain. It doesn't have to be blah. It doesn't have to be ho-hum. It can be exciting.
It just has
wonderful.
To be, but it just has to be vegetarian.
Yeah.
So talk about Govinda's. Exactly where are you located?
We are on Blackledge Drive, which is just east off of First Avenue between Glen and Fort Lowell.
Okay. Relatively new location for you, right?
No. We've been there. It's a little off the beaten path. People don't just drive by Blackledge Drive. That's a destination. You have to know where you're going.
Right. You have a website so people can find out a little bit more about you and directions and such?
It's govindasoftucson.com.
govindasoftucson.com. So the word buffet is in the name of your restaurant.
Yes.
So you actually have a buffet that you turn and change and re-inspire on a fairly regular basis down there.
Yeah. Every day. Actually, we cook twice a day.
Mm.
Everything's fresh. Nothing's from a package. Everything's homemade. We grind our own spices. We have our own sprouts. We have a garden. We grow many of the things ourselves.
You have a garden there that you source your produce from?
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. I mean, that's about as close to garden to table as we can get, right?
Right, right.
So what's the one dish at Govinda's? And I know this is the question that some people don't like, but the one dish that people are saying, I want to test this idea of gourmet vegetarian, and I'm going to try it at Govinda's. What's the one dish that you would lead people with a curious palate towards?
There's so many. And we, it's international, so we have great stuff from Italy, from Greece. Last night we had the spinach phyllo with homemade cheese and fresh spinach. It was just
beautiful.
Melt in your mouth.
Homemade cheese?
Yeah.
You're making cheese in-house?
Yes. It's called paneer. It's an Indian-style cheese where you curdle the milk, and then you hold the curds there, and then you press them, and then you stir-fry them or crumble them in a dish.
Beautiful. How many items are on the buffet there at Govinda's?
We have a big organic salad bar with all homemade dressings, and we have several rices or millet and steamed vegetables, baked vegetables, pastas, entrees, curried vegetables, dessert, everything's
beautiful. Lunch and
included.
Dinner?
Lunch and dinner.
Hours of operation, so our folks know they can come.
Closed on Monday. We're open Tuesday through Saturday for dinner, 5 to 9, and lunch is 11:30 to 2:30.
11:30 to 2:30. Okay, and along the spectrum of cheeses and produce, and is there one particular favorite of yours that you think will absolutely never come off of the menu?
Vegetarian stroganoff with the homemade cheese.
Melts
in your mouth.
Vegetarian stroganoff with homemade cheese. I will see you tomorrow.
Okay.
You going to be here tomorrow for the show?
I am.
Okay. Come see Sharon Cooksey from Govinda's Natural Foods Buffet. A pleasure hanging out with you, and thanks for introducing us to the wonders of vegetarian cuisine. I'm very excited.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Uh-huh. We're going to take a quick news break and thank a sponsor. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to the gourmet girls. So you want to stick around. We'll be right back.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live, deep in the heart of happiness here on this Saturday afternoon at the second annual Body and Soul Women's Expo at the Tucson Convention Center. And fellow foodies, I'm just almost speechless because I have tried some foods that, frankly, I wasn't sure of, I had questions about, I didn't trust. And people like Arlene Siegel and Sharon Cooksey said, Matt, it's going to be okay. Just take a breath. Open your mind, learn a little bit about what we're talking about because education is so much a part of the process, and just allow yourself the opportunity to dig in. And I dug in, and I am absolutely pleased with all of the new discoveries that I've made today. And I also want to thank Sharon Cooksey for dropping off a book, a copy of the book called The Higher Taste, A Guide to Gourmet Vegetarian Cooking and a Karma-Free Diet, over 50 famous Hare Krishna recipes. I will be working my way through this book, educating myself along this new journey that I appear to be on. And you can buy this book there at Govinda's Natural Foods Buffet. Coming back with us here for her second appearance on the Menu Live is a woman who I think has really changed the way people are thinking about gluten. And she's Susan Fulton from Gourmet Girls Gluten Free Bakery and Bistro. Susan, how you been?
I've been great. It's wonderful to be back on your show.
Well,
again.
Thanks so much. I mean, how fun is it to be a part of this Women's Expo? I mean, we're having a blast.
It is awesome. Tucson is full of the most fabulous women you will ever find anywhere, and the few stray men that have made it in, too, are more than welcome.
I'm surprised they let me in the door.
Yeah.
But we should actually say for our listeners that, we definitely want you to come and experience all of this for yourself. Again, tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., great speakers, great performers. You're going to be able to meet Arlene Siegel with Ours Raw Kitchen. You'll meet Sharon Cooksey with Govinda's Natural Foods Buffet. You're going to meet Susan Fulton from Gourmet Girls Gluten-Free Bakery and Bistro. But guys, you're not going to be the only guy in the room. So we even say, a few stray guys. There's a bunch. There's more guys here than I was expecting to see, Susan.
There are. I'm just being silly.
So anyway, how long has Gourmet Girls been open now?
The retail location has been open 2.5 years, and it's been a wonderful 2.5 years. Can't believe how fast it's gone, how much the gluten-free interest has grown in Tucson, and how many new recipes we've experimented with. We're having a ball.
And I think when you say experimented with, that's really the joy of the work, isn't it? Because there's not this standardized corporate culinary playbook that comes from New York that says, here's what you're serving on this Wednesday. The foods that you and Arlene and Sharon put together, they're really manifestations of creativity and play in the kitchen, and that's really what this is all about. I love it.
It's totally about playing, creating, and there's moments of joy, and I'm sure Arlene and Sharon will agree, there have been moments of pain.
I'm getting a nod of affirmation, but hopefully the joy will eclipse the pain.
Absolutely.
All right, well, there's certainly been no pain on this hour. So you and Mary were on the show, I think about a year ago, maybe.
Yeah.
About a year after you had opened, and one of the things that we just love talking about with part of the Gourmet Girl story is this is not a restaurant that has a separate gluten-free oven. This is not a restaurant that has a separate gluten-free paddle. This is not a restaurant that has a separate gluten-free part of the kitchen. When you walk into Gourmet Girls, the entire restaurant is gluten-free. Is that your pledge to the community?
Absolutely. The entire restaurant is gluten-free. Nobody is allowed to bring in outside food, not customers, not employees. And we are actually, I believe, the only restaurant in Southern Arizona that has the Celiac Association dedicated kitchen recognition seal.
Great. I'm glad you brought that up. The Celiac Support Group of Southern Arizona, a great advocacy group, really being out there on the front lines, helping to educate the gluten-free community here about places that they can trust, and really getting involved in going out on, lunch groups and dinner groups and dine-arounds, a very interactive group, and they have said yes in a big and bold way to Gourmet Girls. I just love it. So Bakery and Bistro. Okay, so when we first started hearing about Gourmet Girls, and I think you started in the catering business, did you not, when
we
you
did.
First started
yes.
out? You inspired people with the likes of, confections and pastries and fresh breads and wholesome goodness, all gluten-free. But then you sort of very quickly morphed into this full-service, full-spectrum restaurant where you can get more than just a pastry or a confection. Talk about the bistro side of the business.
The bistro side is just as much fun as the baked good side. We serve a full breakfast, a full lunch, and coming soon, dinners. right now.
Wow. Are we breaking news right here, Susan?
Breaking news.
Breaking news. I'm glad you saved it for our show because these things are important to me. So you heard it here first that you are going to be serving dinner at Gourmet Girls.
Coming soon, probably starting just on the weekends, and we'll see where it goes.
So was this a response to a market demand for people that say, I love you for breakfast, I love you for lunch, but I would love to come in and have a great dinner?
It was.
And how could you possibly say no?
We couldn't possibly say no.
Does that mean you'll never go home again? That's how it works, Susan.
That's what my husband is asking lately.
So remind our listeners exactly where your restaurant is located.
We are at 5845 North Oracle Road on the west side of the street. That is just south of Rudisill and north of River.
Great. And your hours of operation right now?
Right now, Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m.
7 a.m. So, you know, it's the old, time to make the donuts commercial from my generation where, you know, the Dunkin' Donuts guys. So how early does your staff arise to actually begin the process of making the fresh baked goods for that day?
They start around 4:30.
4:30 in the morning. A dedicated bunch, I would say.
A dedicated bunch.
Very good. So let's talk a little bit about the range of foods that you have brought for us to try. Again, gluten-free is one of those things that I want to really encourage our listeners to understand. You don't have to have gluten intolerance. You don't have to have a celiac issue to enjoy the bounty of a gluten-free lifestyle. So in other words, I love going to Sauce for their, you know, they've got a great gluten-free pizza.
They do.
I actually like the gluten-free dough, the gluten-free crust, a little bit better. And I have no gluten issues whatsoever. I actually think gluten-free food tastes very, very good. In fact, you know, side by side with its gluten brethren, I think gluten-free actually tastes better.
It often does. We, as Americans particularly, are used to the taste of wheat. We don't articulate that to ourselves. We don't say, oh, that tastes like wheat, but in our minds, unconsciously, it does. So when we taste something made with different flours, it's often a little bit of a transition. But other flours are just as delicious. Rice flours, sorghum flours, bean flours might taste a little different, but it can even be better.
Yeah, I mean, just like Arlene was saying, I mean, here are things like an eggless egg salad, you know, something that my mind just doesn't compute. And then again, she says, just give this a try, talking about the ingredients and talking about what I thought was surprising, and I think the same is true in the gluten-free approach, is there are relatively few ingredients when compared to the laundry list of ingredients that you read on your basic bag of chips.
Yes, try to stay away from that.
Okay, so let's make sure that our audience knows exactly when we're talking about gluten-free. Wheat sort of is the big bad guy for those, especially that are touched by celiac disease and then cannot come into remote contact with wheat. But let's make sure that all of our listeners understand. So it's wheat, and they're also
wheat, rye, barley, and spelt.
Okay, wheat, rye, barley, and spelt.
Yes.
Okay, I don't know that I've had spelt in 25 years.
Spelt's not overly consumed in this country.
It sounds like it would be fairly easy to live a spelt-free lifestyle.
Yes, probably so.
Okay, but wheat, on the other hand, is in everything.
It is in everything. It's even in shampoo. It's everywhere.
Wheat is in shampoo.
Or some form of it.
Okay. Wow.
Fillers.
And that's what we want to sort of navigate away from.
We do.
Now, you said you don't even let your staff bring in gluten products. Now, when was the last time there was a violation of protocol over there at Gourmet Girls?
Once in a while.
It was an issue of an international concern.
International, yes. Once in a while, an unknowing customer will just not think, and they'll want to bring something in. And even when they say, but it's gluten-free, we just don't know that for sure, and we're not allowed under the designation that we have to allow anything else in.
Right. Are there... you know how the health department will come in and do their whole their whole survey. Are there gluten-free survey teams that will come in and kind of determine the authenticity of the claim? Have we gotten there yet?
They don't come, but we have to send our products to them.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Yes, we have to send them, and they are independently tested at a lab. And I'm happy to say that ours tested below 5 parts per million. Which is about as low as you can go. The FDA allows 20 parts per million to be called gluten-free.
And you're
under
5.
And you can't, it won't, the tests do not read at 0. So under 5 is the best.
It's as close as zero. You may, in fact, be zero. Wow, fascinating.
Yeah.
And so how often do you have to go through that compliance?
Every year.
Every year. And year in and year out, you have scored home runs.
We have.
Absolutely. Which is, again, a testament to the sort of the level of excellence that you subscribe to. I've been staring down a plate of goodies since you showed up and put that microphone on.
Yeah, what's taking so long?
I thought, what a great segue, right? This is a food show, Susan. Okay, so my palate has been prepared for this moment, thanks to Sharon and to Arlene. We're going to have a little macaroon, a raw food macaroon towards the end of the show.
Yum.
But where shall we go with your cornucopia here?
Well, I would like you to try the French bread first.
Okay.
We are very proud of that. It took us almost a year to perfect that recipe. And when people say, I don't like gluten-free, it tastes like cardboard, that's what I like to hand them.
Okay. And lives change. Okay, I pick up a piece of French bread. The first thing, now you know me by now.
I do.
I mean, food is a surround sound experience.
Yes.
So I like to pick up a piece, whether it's bread or a macaroon or eggless egg salad, I like to pick it up. I like to smell it. So right away, it's freshness. It feels fresh. It's got a beautiful crust around it, pillowy interior of the bread. People say, that's just bread. Come on, man. Right away, you can tell that you're not kidding about quality. And I'm going in now.
Okay, it's rosemary sea salt bread.
Oh, yes, it is. Oh, it sure is rosemary sea salt. Beautiful. Rosemary, one of my favorite, I guess it could be classified as an herb or a spice. That should be a...
I think it's an herb.
Good,
herb.
All right, it's an herb. Arlene
says
it's an
herb.
Rosemary, one of my favorite herbs because it's got that fresh, kind of almost rustic taste to it.
It does.
And how is the... So right away, I don't think I'm sacrificing with this bread here. How are you serving the bread? Is this the basis for sandwiches there? Or?
We make sandwiches on it. It comes with the soups. People can buy the baguettes, which are this smaller shape you're eating, or there's a bigger French loaf. So that's available in the bakery.
Made every day.
Every day.
Right there at Gourmet
Girls. Every morning. Right there at Gourmet Girls.
This would actually be a nice toast.
Yes, it's very good toast.
But as long as you only heat the toast 115 degrees. I mean, we don't want to do it. I mean, absolutely, we don't want to. You know, this, the whole conversation about enzymes was fascinating
it's
to me.
It's very fascinating.
Right?
I mean, we've already baked this bread at a temperature higher.
Okay, a temperature higher.
So right. As Arlene and I both like
to... Going to come to blows here.
No, it's not, because there is so much room for everybody, and Arlene and I have talked about this just even today. That everybody is on their own journey, everybody's following their own path, everyone's trying their own experiment, and there's room for everything.
Isn't that beautiful? I think that's beautiful. And I think that's almost a mantra for this whole day, this whole experience.
It
is. It's about balance, and it's about joy, and it's about mystery, but it's also about solution. And you have found a solution to an appetite curiosity with this great rosemary bread. Thank you so much for sharing that with
me. You're welcome.
I want to have the other one, but I want to work my way around this platter of goodies that you brought up. Stephen, our engineer, is just sitting there salivating, wondering when it's going to say, Stephen, help yourself to some food, man. All right, where are we going now?
Well, you could try the sandwich.
All right, I'm going to try the sandwich.
That is our chicken salad sandwich and our focaccia roll, which also has rosemary and sea salt in it because we like them. That's an old family chicken salad recipe.
Oh, boy, this chicken salad looks beautiful. Okay, I'm going in now.
Okay.
Have you been doing... This is live radio. I've got a mouthful of food.
That's okay.
All right. Have you been doing focaccia at Gourmet Girls all this time?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful. The rosemary and the sea salt come out creamy chicken salad, right? So that's really nice. And again, the colors coming off of the sandwich... Fresh produce, emerald green lettuce, ruby red tomatoes. That's one of the things we look for because we care deeply about the way a food looks,
definitely.
The way it smells, the way it tastes, and the feeling that it gives us after we're done, after we've had a chance to let it be with us for a while. That's just beautiful. And so talk about focaccia as a bread for those that might not be familiar with the style.
It's basically originally an Italian bread, and it's often baked in a large sheet and cut in squares. We make ours in smaller pans, so we get an individual roll. And it's great for sandwiches, hamburger buns, just to slice and toast and have with whatever you're having for dinner or lunch.
And is this an authentic representation of the sandwich that you get there at Gourmet Grills? Because that, I mean,
yes.
You're just making the radio guy happy.
No, that's
because
it.
There's a lot of chicken salad on that sandwich.
The chef did not know who it was for.
I believe you.
It was anonymously punched in.
and you can actually see, when you say rosemary, you don't just have to rely on your olfactory and on your taste buds. You actually can see the gorgeous spice coming
out of it. It is fresh rosemary that we grow at our front door in pots.
Beautiful. You can see the pots as you're coming in.
Yes, you can. You can touch
that's
the
what we like.
Mint and see it.
Well, I like a mint you can touch, Susan.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just me.
Yeah.
Where do we go from there?
Well,
this is beautiful.
That is a peanut butter and jelly cupcake.
Oh, my goodness.
That's one of our gourmet-style cupcakes. The bakers go crazy every 3 or 4 weeks and come up with about 5 or 6 new flavors. Then the old flavors go away and we're sad for a few days until we try the new ones. And then we have a new love.
This is a big, this is big.
That's the big. That's the gourmet size.
Those are the gourmet size. I mean.
And you are a gourmet guy.
Well, oh, shucks. I bet you say that to all the guys. I'm a gourmet guy, but also I've seen the shot put exhibition at Olympics and such. This is about the size. Okay. My engineer back at the studio says we have 1 minute. So
all
right.
Take a bite.
And then we're going to give a gift certificate away to someone who thinks they know the answer to the question, our trivia question, but I'm going in here head first.
Okay. Get the jelly in your mouth.
Oh, I got the jelly in my mouth.
You got the jelly?
Oh, my goodness. I don't even know. That is the way to end the tasting here. Peanut butter, jelly, frosting, and it's gluten-free. I've lost 3 pounds just sitting here.
Well, maybe not.
We don't want to have any unsubstantiated claims.
I don't think so.
All right, so what would be a good trivia question for us to ask? Our listeners, again, Arlene Siegel was joining us talking about raw foods, she brought in some wonderful things for us to try. In fact, the first person that calls with the right answer to our trivia question not only is going to get a gift certificate from one of the great restaurants that was here today, but is also going to get a special handmade Ars Raw Kitchen gift bag that has a cornucopia of wonderful things.
Yum.
So we were thinking about raw foods. Arlene Siegel talked about a temperature at which the enzymes in foods begin to be killed off. That's sort of, you know, three numbers right next to each other that are sort of, we want to pay careful attention to those numbers. At what temperature do enzymes in foods begin to be killed off? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now, right here at 880-KNST. That's 880-5678 to win a whole bunch of goodies here from the Women's Expo. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the TCC. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
Broadcasting live from the second annual Body and Soul Women's Expo with peanut butter and jelly, gluten-free cupcake dripping down my chin. Susan Fulton with Gourmet Girls, welcome back, and thank you so much for sharing all your goodies with us.
It's my pleasure.
I mean, the trivia question, you know, we want to make sure that people are listening to this show. The trivia question again, at what temperature, when you cook foods, at what temperature do the enzymes in foods begin to be killed off? We're back with Arlene Siegel from Ars Raw Kitchen. We talked about this, Arlene.
We did.
We did, and then that's sort of the number that you want to look for, because when you go north of that number, all of those great beneficial enzymes that do such good for your body, they go away, and then you have to do other things like, you know. What else do we
have? Digestive enzymes.
Okay, well, we got a full board of callers that think they know the answer, and we're going to go right to line one and say hi to Katie. Hey, Katie, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing really well. And you know what? I want to give you a big bag full of raw food goodies from Ars Raw Kitchen. We've got a gift certificate from one of the restaurants that was here, represented here today. What is the answer, Katie?
Is it 118?
Katie says it's 118. Arlene, what do we say?
We got a winner.
Katie, first caller, you nailed it.
Congratulations. I'm so excited.
So let me ask you this. Now, Katie, you, before our 10 million listeners, if you feel comfortable sharing, do you live a raw, living, vegan lifestyle?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not,
she said. Vegetarian food.
Okay, but you do like what?
Vegetarian food.
She likes vegetarian food. Okay, well, you're well on your way. I think folks that adopted the raw living vegan lifestyle probably began as vegetarians, and they just thought, it's probably another step we could take to really do a body good. But anyway, you're right, 118 is the magic number. So when you're cooking dinner tonight, when you're making breakfast tomorrow, keep a close eye, Katie, on that temperature, because after 118, things might be happening the way you might not want them to happen. But anyway, I want you to stay on the line, because Michael back at the studio is going to get all your information, and we're going to make sure that we get all of this stuff out to you very, very quickly. Thank you, Katie.
All right, thank you.
Wow, so we had a full board of callers, and Katie nailed it, 118.
That's right.
And you said, Arlene, that you actually, just as a safety net, prepare your foods at 115.
Exactly.
And that's just all about sort of that confidence, because you're guests and your customers that follow you around town and buy your foods, they know that there's no cutting corners or flirting with the number. Right. 115 is a pretty good number.
Rather be safe. Sometimes there'll be a recipe where I'll tell you for the first hour you can do it at 145, but then you're going to reduce it, because you can't go from 0 to 118 in that quick of time.
Good point.
Yeah.
Well, okay, she's going to be in for a treat, because she's going to get the gift bag. We're going to get a gift certificate also for one of the restaurants here. Why don't you give Katie a little teaser to let her know what she might be experiencing when the gift bag arrives at her place?
Well, she's going to have all of the things that you sampled. So she has a bag of onion bread. She has the one pate, the eggless egg salad. She has kale chips. And a box, half a dozen of the macaroons.
Oh, boy, is she in for a treat.
Yeah.
You know what? And your job, really the passion of your work, and your passion is contagious, I have to tell you. The passion of your work is about education, isn't it? It's about really helping people to understand what raw foods is, what raw foods isn't.
Exactly.
And just your brief time with us on today's show is just a little bit of a tease. People are going to learn more. They're going to come to your website, and they're going to come to your farmers markets, and they're going to really have a chance to taste for themselves what this is all about.
I hope so.
We're excited for Susan with a new dinner menu coming down the pike at Gourmet Girls. Now, we broke news here that Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro is going to be opening soon for dinner. What kinds of things, Susan, if we can continue to have you break more news here on the show, what kinds of things do you envision for a dinner item, an item for the dinner menu there at Gourmet Girls?
We envision things that people typically can't get gluten-free at other restaurants. So although you can certainly get a steak and a baked potato out, and it is naturally gluten-free, we want to focus on things that will be a surprise. Spaghetti and meatballs, pasta Alfredo, other treats like that.
Gluten-free pasta I've had before. And are you going to approach the pasta as in the traditional way where, al dente sort of is the approach where you just sort of undercook a little bit to have some residual chew? Does the same kind of approach carry through to a gluten-free pasta?
It does. You just have to be careful and get it into an ice bath quickly, because it will continue to cook as other pasta does, and then it wants to fall apart. For the fettuccine, we'll be making that in-house, so it will be freshly made for each evening.
Excellent. That's going to be a lot of fun. I want you to make sure that when you know of your opening day, that you let us know first, because we like to continue to be the first on the street with all this exciting and new delicious information. Susan, are you and Mary going to be here tomorrow for the full day of Women's Expo?
We will be here, and we'll be doing another cooking demo around 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock cooking demo. Susan Fulton and Mary Steiger from Gourmet Girls Gluten-Free Bakery and Bistro. Learn a thing or two. Get to know her. Maybe even take a selfie of you with Susan and Mary and other celebrities in this community. And also, Arlene Siegel, you're going to be here tomorrow as well doing a demo?
Yes.
And what's on your calendar? What are you going to be demoing tomorrow?
The sunflower zucchini hummus.
Great. Okay. Yeah. And there will be an opportunity for people to come by your booth and do a little tasting as well. What can we expect from you, from Ars Raw Kitchen, as we move into the summer months, Arlene?
One of the things that I do at the farmer's market is coconut curry soup.
Yum.
And when I feel like it, I change up the soup, but that's what's on the menu right now.
Okay, that's delicious, because coconut and curry are two of my favorite flavors.
Yeah.
And when you bring them all together in a soup, and again, raw foods.
Exactly.
It can be done, fellow foodies. Give raw foods a chance. Okay, one more time with your website. We're running out of time.
Rawkitchen.co.
Rawkitchen.co. And then a website address for Gourmet Girls.
GourmetGirlsGlutenFree.com.
GourmetGirlsGlutenFree.com. Anyway, Susan Fulton with Gourmet Girls. Congratulations for all your success in this community, and we'll see you soon at your restaurant.
Look forward to it.
And Arlene Siegel, thank you so much. A pleasure seeing you after 30 years, I think it's been, since you and I have seen one another.
Thank you.
And I'm delighted for all of your success, and thank you so much for sharing your passion with our audience.
Thank you so much.
We want to remind all of our listeners, if you miss any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be posted on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell, Arlene Siegel, and Susan Fulton reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5, it's On the Menu Live. We will see you at the Women's Expo tomorrow from 10 to 5. Have a great week.